弟兄姊妹，我们请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we first read a few passages, please?
我们请首先翻开利未记第十八章。
First, Leviticus chapter 18.
第十八章，我们读第一到第五节。
Chapter 18, verses 1 to 5.
利未记十八章一到五节。
Leviticus 18, 1 to 5.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，我是耶和华你们的神，你们从前住的埃及地，那里人的行为你们不可效法。我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法，也不可照他们的恶俗行。你们要遵我的典章，守我的律例，按此而行，我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要守我的律例典章。人若遵行，就必因此活着。我是耶和华。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, 'I am the Lord your God. According to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwell, you shall not do, and according to the doings of the land of Canaan where I am bringing you, you shall not do.'Nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances. To walk in them, I am the Lord, your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
我们再请读第十九章第一。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
第一跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
我们请翻开新约圣经。
Now let's turn to New Testament.
新约圣经，我们读哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章十四节到第七章第一节。
Chapter 6, verses 14 through chapter 7, verse 1.
哥林多后书第六章十四节到第七章第一节。
Second Corinthians 6:14 to 7:1.
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义的有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相同呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。你们要做你们我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
2 Corinthians 6:14 Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said.I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean and I will receive you. I will be a father to you and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
好，我们再请翻开约翰福音第十四章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章，我们读三十跟三十一节。
Verses 30-31.
以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有，但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走吧。
John 14:30. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father as the Father gave me commandment. So I do. Arise, let us go from here.
我们再请看约翰福音十七章
Chapter 17,
十五到十九节
Verses 15-19.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹翻开提摩太后书第二章。
Lastly, we will read 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们读提摩太后书第二章十九到二十二节。
2 Timothy 2, verses 19-22.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人。又说凡称呼主名的总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor.Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里，开始之前我们再有一点祷告。
We now pause here from our scripture reading. Before we start, shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你召聚了我们。
You have called us.
在七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨。
And on the first day of the week, on the day of your resurrection,
我们能够一同来到你施恩的座前，来向你敬拜赞美。
Together we can come before your throne of grace to worship and to give thanks to you.
我们满心的感谢主。
Therefore, we're full of thanksgiving to you.
像我们这样的罪人，居然能够蒙了你好大的恩典。
That sinners as we, that we should receive such bountiful grace from you.
我们每一次众圣徒能够在你宝座的跟前一同聚集。
And every time when all the saints are gathered together before your throne,
你乐意接受我们在你面前向你的敬拜和赞美。
It is your good pleasure that you want to receive all of our praises and thanksgiving.
我们也能够一同在你宝座的跟前来 再一次领受你今天所要向我们施的恩典。
And also together before your throne of grace today, we will receive the portion of grace from you.
你是这一位丰富的神。
For you are the abundant God.
你乐意施下应许的供应。
It pleases you to give us the provision in due time.
主，我们已经读了你的话。
Lord, we have read your words.
我们求你的圣灵在其中来吹气。
We ask you breathe into your word.
把你的话解开。
Unfold your word.
在我们的心中赐给我们启示的灵。
And give us the spirit of revelation to our heart.
让我们里面的眼睛得以被打开。
So that our inner eyes could be opened.
让我们的心得到苏醒。
And our hearts would be quickened.
你的话就成为我们的生命，成为我们的粮。
And your word will become our life and our bread.
让我们因着你的话，我们在这末了的时代得以刚强。
So that we would stand strong in this very end time.
我们继续来走这条跟随主你属天的道路。
And we'll continue to follow you in this heavenly journey.
我们把这一点时间恭敬仰望你。
In reverence, we just commit this short period of time to you.
愿你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由，得以释放。
For where your spirit is, there is liberty and release.
愿我们在你面前得到一个自由，得到一个释放。
Lord, grant us this freedom and this spirit of liberty.
让我们能够心更多的转向你。
So that our hearts will turn more to you.
愿你得到一切荣耀和敬拜。
May you receive all the glory and worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们继续来交通分别成圣这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we will continue to share on this theme of being separate unto holiness.
我们上一次在这里交通到基督徒在地上的生活，在神的旨意当中，我们与世界当有一个分别。
Last time we share here that Christians living on earth, according to God's will, should be separate from the rest of the world.
所以我们在读利未记第十八章的时候，
Therefore, as we read Leviticus chapter 18,
我们看见神要带领以色列的百姓进到迦南地之前，
Before God led Israelites into the land of Canaan,
他特特的嘱咐他们，
He especially charged them,
在过去你们在埃及的生活，
saying that the life you used to live in Egypt,
埃及人的行为你不要效法他们。
Regarding that, you should never walk in their ways.
将来你们要进到迦南地。
Later on, you will enter the land of Canaan.
迦南人的行为、生活，并且他们所行的恶，你们不要效法他们。
Canaanites living the way of their manners and also their customs, wicked one custom, do not imitate them.
神在这里一再强调，我是耶和华，是你们的神。
So the Lord kept emphasizing that I am the Lord, your God.
我才是你们生活侍奉的中心。
I am the very center of your life and your services.
我把我的律例和典章吩咐交托给你们。
I have given my statutes and judgments and committed them to you.
你们应当照着我的律例、典章、诫命来生活。
Live according to my statutes, judgments, and precepts.
这是在旧约的时候。
And this is what happened in Old Testament.
在旧约基本上神总是把许多外面的条例、命令吩咐给以色列人。
In Old Testament, God usually gave all these ordinances, external ordinances and laws to Israelites to tell them to follow.
在这些律法的底下，我们知道人没有办法来遵守。
And beneath, under all these laws, we know that men could not follow.
但是神仍然把这些交托给他们。
But still, God had entrusted all this to them.
让他们能够看见神是怎样一位神。
So Israelites could actually see what kind of God he was.
也让他们看见神要他们的生活是怎样的一个生活。
So they could also know what kind of living God wanted them to live.
神要他的百姓真是能够靠着他的恩典来活出一个在地上能够代表神的生活。
So God wanted them by his grace, to actually live out the kind of life as an example to the rest of the world.
并且神一再提醒他们，我是圣洁的，所以你们也要圣洁。
And God kept reminding them, I am holy, therefore you be holy.
神是一位圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
神的同在的地方也必须圣洁。
Therefore, the God's presence has to be only in the place of holiness.
神乐意把他的恩典祝福赐给他的百姓。
It is God's good pleasure to give all His grace and blessings to His people.
但是有一个先决的条件。
However, there is prerequisite here.
就是百姓也必须圣洁。
That is, His people have to be holy too.
如果不圣洁，神就没有办法住在他们的中间，祝福他们。
If they are not holy, God is not able to dwell among them and to bless them.
更何况他们就没有办法在主，在世人的面前成为神那个圣洁公义的一个见证。
Much less were they be able to become the very testimony of God's righteousness and holiness.
所以我们如果继续去看利未记往后啊，十八章一直到第二十章，哎，神就是把许多这些条例啊，怎样活在神面前的这些啊命令呢，吩咐他们。
So if you continue to read from Leviticus 18 through 20, you will see God continue to give them all these statutes and ordinances.
那我们归类了几大项呢？主要就是讲到啊，在地上的生活不能够淫乱啊，不能够啊拜偶像啊，不哎 ，OK。
In a nutshell, we put everything together that basically God's people should not commit fornication and adultery.
不可以不公义，然后啊，不存怜悯的心，要敬重。敬畏神，敬重这些年长的，顺服权柄等等。
They should be righteous, merciful, and they have to obey authority, revere the elderly.
神把这些吩咐他们，乃是再一次的说，就是要他们过一个在神面前圣洁的生活。
God simply charged them, live a holy life in my presence.
那我们来到新约这个哥林多后书第六章那里。
Now as we come to New Testament, Second Corinthians chapter 6,
保罗同时用同样的原则呢，来警戒在哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
Paul using the same principles also admonished all the Corinthian brethren.
那这一班啊弟兄姊妹也代表着所有新约的圣徒。
These brothers and sisters also represent all the saints in New Testament.
但是保罗在这里就不再啊用一个好像非常细微的这些命令来吩咐他们。
Now Paul does not use all the detailed minute principles, details and statutes to charge them.
保罗乃是看到我们在新约里面的一个地位。
Here Paul sees that our status position in New Testament.
这个地位乃是我们已经因着信在基督里面。
It is because by faith we are now in Christ.
我们在基督里面有一个完全与世人不同的一个地位。
So in Christ, we now hold this position, which is totally different from the world.
并且我们因着信耶稣，我们得着这一个复活的生命。
And also because we believe in Jesus, we now have received this resurrection life.
我们有基督耶稣的生命在我们里面。
Now we have the life of Jesus Christ within us.
这个叫我们地位的不同。
And this gives us a different position.
所以保罗就在这里讲到义、光明、基督、信的神的殿。
Here Paul speaks of righteousness, Christ, God's temple.
这里，哎 ，OK， 这里呢就很清楚告诉我们，今天我们因信耶稣，我们已经在一个不同的地位上。
It simply tells us that today we have believed in Jesus, so we are standing in a different position.
这里一开头讲到你们和不信的不要同父一轭。
Here first, Paul says that do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
我想我们在这里要清楚地讲一下，在这里并不是说我们要拒绝这些没有信主的人。
I just want to make it clear here first that it does not say that we should reject all the unbelievers.
我们知道神爱世人。
We know that God loves the world.
我们理当把福音传给还没有信主的人。
We're supposed to share the gospel to all those who just haven't believed in Him yet.
我们靠着主的恩典能够接触到这些没有不认识主还不能够相信主的人。
It is by God's grace that we're able to encounter all those who do not know about Him or haven't believed in Him yet.
我们应当把福音传给他们。
We should share the gospel with them.
并且在他们的面前有一个美好的见证。
And also before them, we should bear a very wonderful testimony.
好叫他们从我们的身上可以看见这一位肉眼所看不见的神。
So they could actually see this invisible God in the flesh through us.
神是又真又活的神。
Because God is the true living God.
那他在这里讲到不信的与你们跟不信的不要同父一轭。
So here the verses say that do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
这里我们如果回想一下在旧约圣经里面呢，如果各位去看一下生命记22:10那里讲到呢，神不愿意一个牛 一匹驴呢同父一个轭在那里耕田。
As you recall in Deuteronomy 22:10, God says do not yoke a donkey or an ox together.
换句话说呢，神在他百姓上面的一个托付呢，不是我们需要跟不信的人一同来那里同负这个轭。
So according to God's commandment, charge that we should not be yoked together with unbelievers.
换句话说，神在我们这一般信的人身上，他有我在我们身上的心意，他有在我们身上要活出来的那一个光景情形。不是世界上的这一套的社会的风俗可以相比较。
So according to God's will, what the kind of life He wants us to live out simply cannot be compared with that of the world.
所以神就在这里讲说，当你们活在我面前的时候，你们不可以跟不信的人同负一个轭，好像让不信的世界的东西呢一同掺杂在我的面前。
Therefore, as you live before me, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, as though the worldliness is now mixed within you, and now in this way you should not live before me.
所以接下来他就讲到义跟不义。
Next, after the faith, next is the righteousness.
义跟不义有什么相交呢？
What fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
这里讲到义乃是在神面前看为对的事情。
Righteousness is that which is seen right before God.
就着我们的地位和光景来说，我们在神面前是一个对的光景。
As to our position or conditions, we are standing in the right position before Him.
不是我们有好行为，
It's not that we have good behavior.
乃是耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
But because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed all our unrighteousness.
所以我们今天已经被 主成全在一个地位的身啊义的一个地位身上面。
So today we have actually been perfected standing in the position of righteousness.
我们靠着基督，我们在神面前称义了。
And by Christ we are justified before God.
那这个不义呢？原来的意思乃是 lawlessness.
This righteousness in its original simply means lawlessness.
那是不法的意思。
Lawlessness.
不法呢，在约翰一书呢三章第四节那里讲到呢，乃是犯罪。
In 1 John 3, 4, it simply says, sin is lawlessness.
所以神在这里告诉我们，我们今天是一个被称义的一个地位上。
So God is telling us that today we're standing in this position of righteousness.
我们不能够再与犯罪的事情混在一起。
Do not live together with all those lawless things anymore.
就这旧约的律法来看，那许多神所定罪那个犯罪的情形。
According to all the laws in Old Testament, all those sinful acts.
你比方讲凶杀、奸淫啊。抢夺、杀人等等。
For example, fornication, adultery, and murder, and robbery, and so on.
或者啊，贪心、拜偶像、啊，算计人、啊，不公义等等。
Or greediness and being calculating, taking advantage of people, being unrighteous.
我们。是已经被神称义的人再去行这些事情呢，在神面前是不合宜，并且是神所定罪的。
It is not fitting for us who have been justified by God to do the same thing, and this is being condemned by Him.
第二个，光明和黑暗是有什么相通呢
？Second, what communion has light with darkness?
我们是光明之子。
We are the sons of light.
但是过去我们却是活在黑暗的里头。
But in the past we live in darkness.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候
When Lord Jesus came to the world,
主耶稣把这个光带到地上来。
Lord Jesus brought this light to the world.
有许多人愿意来救这个光。
So many people are willing to come to the light.
他们接受了光。
And they receive the light.
他们成为光明之子。
And they become sons of the light.
就好像在座的我们一样。
Just as all of us sitting here.
但是许多人拒绝了我们的主。
But still, there are many people who have received or rejected our Lord.
主说他们活在罪中。
And the Lord says they live in darkness.
他们活在黑暗的里面。
They simply live in pitch darkness.
黑暗怕光。
Darkness is afraid of light.
因此，他们怕光把他们的罪行显露出来。
Because they're afraid that the light will simply expose their sinful acts.
所以他们拒绝这个光。
Therefore, they reject this light.
今天我们是光明之子。
And today we have become a sons of the light.
弟兄姊妹，我们不应当再活在黑暗的里头。
So brothers and sisters, we should no longer live in darkness.
有许多暧昧的行为。
There are many dark matters.
保罗说，如果即使是啊被光显明出来，都觉得很羞愧的。
And Paul says that when these things are being exposed by light, they are shameful.
我们不应当再去行。
So we should no longer walk in them.
第三个信啊，基督和比列有什么相同呢
？What accord has Christ with Belial?
基督，我们是属基督的。
We belong to Christ.
比列乃是啊，这一个撒旦的另外一个别名。
And Belial is another name for Satan.
今天许多不信的人认为宗教都是一样。
Today, to many non-believers, religion is just the same.
为什么你们基督徒这么样的绝对，这么样的排斥别人呢？
Why do you Christians are so absolute, so exclusive?
大家彼此互相尊重不是很好吗
？Why don't we just respect one another?
宗教不都是劝人为善吗
？Aren't all religions trying to teach people to do good?
但是圣经告诉我们，
but as the scriptures teach.
如果不是属神的
he who does not belong to God,
就是属撒旦的
belongs to Satan.
所以撒旦跟基督没有共同的通点。
So therefore, there is no common place between Christ and Satan.
我们要持守在我们在基督里那个地位。
We have to hold back to the very position we have in Christ.
信主的和不信的有什么相干呢？
Therefore, what part is it between the believers and non-believers?
这里很清楚告诉我们呢。
Here it clearly tells us.
因为我们基督徒在地上生活呢，我们有主的生命，我们知道怎样过一个属主的生活。
As Christians live on earth, since we have the Lord's life, then we know what kind of life we should live.
简单的说，我们在地上，我们学习凭信心，不凭眼见。
Simply put, as we live by faith, not by sight.
光是这一点呢，你在世人面前，人家就认为你非常的愚昧。
Just by this one statement at this point, people would think you're so foolish.
我们凭信心相信主。
By faith we believe in the Lord.
我们可能在那里学习等候主。
Maybe we're waiting, learn to wait for him.
世人呢，他们要用尽自己的头脑办法。
Well, the world trying to use all their brain, all their methods.
他看看我们这些基督徒在做什么。
And they look at us, Christian, what are we doing here?
所以我们知道呢，信的跟不信的实在是啊，在整个生活的模式上呢，我们有一个极大的不同。
Therefore, we see that believers and unbelievers simply have this stark contrast in terms of the way we live.
神的殿跟偶像有什么啊相同呢？
Next, what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
这里讲到神的殿就是我们。
Here, the temple of God is who we are.
偶像乃是代替神的东西。
An idol is something that replaces God.
并不是神自己。
It's not God himself.
但是会吸引我们的心。
However, it will so attract our hearts.
欺哄我们的心去相信他。
Deceive our hearts to believe in these idols.
这里很清楚告诉我们。
Very explicitly, the verse says,
我们跟他没有关系的。
We have no part whatsoever with idols.
当然，这个偶像啊，不单单只是有形的偶像。
Of course, idols may not necessarily be visible in finite form.
更多的乃是讲到这些无形的偶像。
More so are those formless idols.
我们有时候很羡慕啊，有一个比如说名牌的东西。
Sometimes we just envy so much to have something, some brand name stuff.
我们穿衣服要名牌。
Like when we put on our clothing, we want to wear brand name clothing.
我们开车要名牌。
And also, very prestigious famous cars we want to drive.
我们上大学也要名牌。
And even when we go to colleges, we want to go to the very prestigious one.
我们什么都要名牌。
Everything has to be a label, a name attached to it.
如果不名牌，好像我们就差人一等。
If we do not have the so-called name, it seems we have become a second class.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不需要在地上好好的尽我们的本分，用心尽力在我们的工作上，在我们各方面读书上面。
Brothers and sisters, we are not saying that as we live in this world, at work, studying at school, that we should not fulfill our responsibilities with all our means and all possible ways we can do.
你好好读书，你自然可以进好的学校。
Study well, then you naturally will go to a good college.
你好好的工作，你的经济条件自然就好。
Work diligently, of course, your financial conditions will be good.
但是不要本末倒置。
But you should never place the card before the horse.
是为了追求那个。
Simply, your whole focus is to pursue after that.
你的心完全就被那个笼住。
And your whole heart is so entangled by it.
所以在这里很清楚告诉我们。
So here it says so clearly.
主要我们从这些分别出来。
That we should be separated from all these.
不要与这些世俗的东西被污秽被沾染。
Do not be defiled or contaminated by all this worldliness.
神就说呢，我要收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。
Then God says that I will receive you, I will be your God, and you shall be my sons and daughters.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
就着我们蒙恩得救的光景来说。
In reference to the conditions of being saved.
我们客观的地位，我们已经是神的儿女。
Objectively speaking, we are now God's daughters and sons.
神就是我们的父。
God is our Father.
这是一个生命的关系，不改变。
This is a relationship of the life which will never be changed.
但是这里似乎讲到说。在第七章第一节那里讲到说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等的应许，就当洁净自己。
But read chapter 7 verse 1. Therefore, beloved, having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves.
这里神乃是要一个属灵的实际。
Here God is demanding a spiritual reality.
客观的真理不会改变。
Objective truth shall never change.
我们永远是神的儿女。
Forever we are God's children.
但是神要住在我们的中间，他要称为我们真是他的儿女，似乎我们的光景必须要合乎神圣洁公义的光景。
But for him to dwell among us that we are truly his children, then our condition has to be in accord with his holiness and his righteousness.
就好像一个儿子
Just as a son,
他是父亲所生的
He's born of his father.
但是他可能在行为上很败坏。
However, it could be that in his actions, he is very corrupt and depraved.
这个父亲呢，气坏了。
And the father is so angry beyond measure.
要把这个儿子呢赶出家门，跟他脱离父子的关系。
He wants to cast out the son and cut off this relationship.
从此不再叫他为儿子。
From now on, he would never call him his son.
但是呢，就这生命来说，这个儿子永远是父亲的儿子。
But in reference to this life, forever he is this father's son.
但是就这实际的光景，这个儿子不成儿子。
But in reality, this son is not behaving like a son.
所以神在这里就是要在这件事上提醒我们。
So here God is reminding us in reference to this matter.
让我们需要过一个分别为圣的生活。
That we need to live a life which is separate from the rest of the world and unto holiness.
然后在这里告诉我们说，你们要除去身体、灵魂一切的污秽。
And here the verse says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
身体的污秽，我们大概可以稍微体会一下。
We can comprehend what it means by the filthiness of the flesh.
我们犯了罪。
When we sin.
我们得罪人。
When we offend people.
我们做了败坏的事情。
We've done depraved matters.
我们知道我们有了污秽。
I know. We know that we have this filthiness.
但是什么叫做邻里的污秽呢
？What does it mean by the filthiness of spirit？
这里灵魂实际上是指着灵说的。
Here the Chinese says spirit and soul, but it's just spirit.
这里邻里的污秽呢，我们先解释一下。
Now let's explain first what does it mean by filthiness of the spirit？
我们知道呢，在人。神造人的时候呢，在我们的里面有三个部分。
We know that when God first created man, there are three components within us.
我们有灵、有魂、有身体。
We have spirit, soul, and body.
当我们犯罪的时候，人的灵首先与神断绝了关系。
After we sin, that first the spirit is severed from God.
人的灵死了。
Man's spirit died.
死的特征呢，就是我们不再能够跟神交通来往。
The characteristics of this death is that we shall no longer fellowship with God.
死亡呢，就是跟你正常的环境不能够再有任何的反应。
Death simply means there is no interaction between you and your normal environment around you.
所以人就活在一个属魂属肉体的光景，一直到现在。
Therefore, man start living in a condition of flesh of soul.
但是当我们听了福音，接受耶稣基督的时候，
But after we heard the gospel and received Jesus Christ,
我们的灵重新活过来。
Our spirit is quickened again.
是怎么样活过来呢？
How is this quickened?
我们相信耶稣基督。
We believe Jesus Christ.
主借着他的圣灵。
And the Lord through His Spirit.
就进驻到我们的灵里头。
Enters into our spirit.
这一个最大的特点呢，我们开始能够与神再有一点，再有正常的来往。
The greatest feature of this point is that we now start having some normal fellowship with God to a certain extent.
这就是圣经所讲的重生。
And this is what the Bible calls regeneration, being born again.
这就是我们在基督里面得到一个生命。
This is when we receive this Christ in Lord Jesus Christ.
基督在圣灵里面，在我们灵里头得到一个地位。
So Christ in the Holy Spirit has gained a position within us.
但是仇敌并不放过我们。
But the enemy will never let us go so easily.
仇敌借着人的肉体。
Through man's flesh.
借着人的犯罪。
Through man's sinful acts.
同样可以进到我们灵里面，占住一个地位。
Satan can also enter into our spirit and to hold a spot there.
这就是在我们灵里面给我们一个污秽。
And this is the filthiness of spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件很严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a serious matter.
我们可以从圣经里面来看几处的地方。
We will now refer to several passages in the Bible in reference to this point.
我们首先看马太福音。
First, Matthew,
第六章，第十六章
，Chapter 16,
二十一节到二十三节
，Verses 21 to 23。
从此，耶稣才指示门徒对他他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，不可如此。”这事并不临到你身上。耶稣转过来对彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意志，只体贴人的意思。
Matthew 16:21. From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and be raised the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.
这里很清楚，彼得即使是用他最好、最有感情、爱主的心内来拉住我们的主。
Now it's crystal clear here that Peter, with all his best meaning, with all his affection, trying to hold Jesus back from doing what he said.
就今天世人的普通的话来说呢，这是出于我的好意啊，最好的，每一个人听起来都非常好。为什么撒旦就趁着这个肉体？进到彼得的心中里去呢。
So in our words, it's just out of our good will that we say this. But Satan uses this opportunity and to enter into Peter's mind.
他要在彼得里面占有一个地位。
Because Satan wanted to hold a spot in Peter.
我们再看第二处的圣经。
Now second place.
约翰福音第十三章。
John 13.
我们看二十一节到二十七节。
21-27, 21-27.
有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。西门彼得点头对他说：“你告诉我们主是指是谁？”说，那门徒就是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说：“主啊，是谁？”耶稣回答说：“我沾一点饼给谁，就是谁。”耶稣就沾了一点饼递给加略人西门的儿子犹大，他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣便说，便对他说：“你所做的，快做吧。”
John 13:22. Then the disciples began one another perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, What you do, do quickly.
这里我们不是尝试来解释这段话。
We're not trying to expound this passage here.
因为这段话确实很不容易讲解。
Because it is very hard to explain.
但是这一段话给我们指出一个事实。
However, this passage does point out one fact.
主拣选了犹大作为他的十二个使徒之一。
That Lord chose Judas as one of the 12 disciples.
主给犹大三年半的机会，让他能够相信我们的主。
And the Lord gave him 3.5 years to have this opportunity to believe in him.
但是犹大从来没有真心的想要来相信主。
But Judas never really wanted to believe in the Lord with all his heart.
圣经告诉我们，他跟随主心中贪心呢，常常偷啊钱财。
As the Bible teaches that, although Judas followed the Lord Jesus, but throughout the time he often stole money.
因着他贪财的缘故呢，甚至要把主给卖掉。
And because of his greediness, to the point he wanted to sell out Jesus.
主早已看透他的心。
And the Lord had seen through his heart.
当犹大在决定要做这样的事情的时候呢，仇敌就进到他的里面。
When Judas was thinking about doing a thing like this, Satan entered his heart.
我们再来看一处的地方。
Another passage.
我们看提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第二章，我们读24-26节。
Verses 24-26.
然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道，叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
2 Timothy 2:24. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
这里也同样告诉我们，当人不愿意信从真理的心的时候，
Again, it tells us clearly that when man refuses to believe in the truth,
在那边抵挡神的话，
opposing to God's word,
在心中存着一个肉体的成见的时候呢，就给仇敌留地步。
When in his heart he has this fleshly prejudice, then he gives this open ground to Satan.
好像他们的心思就被仇敌掳去。
As though their thoughts, their minds are taken captive by the by Satan.
这个就是污秽。
And this is filthiness.
我们再看最后启示录。
Lastly, we will read Revelation.
第二章，我们读十二十三节。
Chapter 2, verses 12 and 13.
你要写信给腓加摩教会的使者说，那有两刃利剑的说，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间，撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有拒绝我的道。
And to the angel of the church in Pergamon.Write these things that he who has the sharp two-edged sword, I know your works, and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and do not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, he was killed among you where Satan dwells.
所以在这里我们看见呢，不单单只是我们个人的。
So here it's not just individually.
甚至在腓加摩这整个教会的里头呢，撒旦有他座位之处。
Even in the church of Pergamon, in the corporate church, Satan has his dwelling place.
换句话说，撒旦在整个聚会弟兄姊妹的心中呢，都占有一个地位。
That's to say that Satan has held this place in all the brothers and sisters' hearts in all the church.
弟兄姊妹，这个污秽何等的大！
And beloved, how great this filthiness is!
已经满了在整个聚会当中。
It fills all the meeting place, all the assembly.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，你们要圣洁。
Therefore, Paul here says that you should be holy.
很多时候我们觉得圣洁这个字呢，常常是指着清洁来说的。
Many times we think of holiness, we think of cleanness.
当然，清洁是有它很重要的意义在整个圣洁里头。
Of course, cleanness holds a very crucial part in the meaning of holiness.
那清洁呢，主要呢是讲到外面的行为。
Cleanness basically speaks of external acts.
圣经上讲的那些。犯罪的事情我都不去犯。
I will not do any of the sinful acts spelled out in the Bible.
我们认为我们就是一个圣洁的人。
And we feel that we are holy.
别人看我们也是一个很好圣洁的人。
And other people look at us, we're good, we're holy also.
但是圣洁这个意义呢，更讲到里面的情形。
But the meaning of holiness speaks more of our inner state.
因为里面的情形呢，很容更是表明我们是不是把自己分别归给神的一个人。
Because our inner state really tells if we have become people who are set apart unto God.
我们在这些事上要更多的想到主在我们身上的要求，乃是要我们里面的情形。
So, in reference to holiness, we really dwell upon more on the inner state that God demands from us.
是身体外面的这些罪行不去沾染，更是我们在灵里头。仇敌在我们身上没有带进任何的污秽。
It's not only that we should not defile ourselves with all the external bodily filthiness, but what's even more important is that the enemy will not be able to come in to bring in this filthiness within us to hold any spot.
刚刚我们已经提过，仇敌总是借着肉体。带进他要在我们身上灵里头得到一个地位。
We just mentioned that the enemy Satan always wants to hold his spot in our heart through our flesh to bring in this filthiness.
他可能用人的最好的好意。
Maybe through man's best good intention.
然后抵挡神的工作。
To oppose against God's work.
他可能用着我们里面对许多事情的不满、仇恨。
Or maybe through our hatred or grievances against many other things.
在我们心中得到一个地位。
To hold this spot, this position within us.
或者他用我们许多的喜好。
Or even he could use many of our likings.
要我们去得到一个在人眼光一个被高举的一个地位。
So that we desire to receive this position being highly respected by everybody else.
弟兄姊妹，这些属肉体的情欲的许多事情，我们不要小看这些事情。仇敌很容易就借着这一些进到我们的灵里头，污秽了我们。
Brothers and sisters, never belittle all these fleshly lusts, because through all this, it's so easy for Satan to come into our heart, to hold his place in our heart, and also to defile our spirit.
所以主耶稣说
，So Lord Jesus says,
时候已经到了
，Time is has arrived.
世界的王要来到世上
，The ruler of the world will come.
他在我的心中没有地位。
In my heart, he has no place.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是不是非常奇妙
？Brothers and sisters, isn't this statement so wonderful?
仇敌在我们主的里头完全没有地位。
It's so amazing because the enemy has no place in our Lord whatsoever.
主所有的行事不在肉体里面。
Our Lord's doing is never done in the fleshly lust.
不让仇敌有机会进到我们人的心思到灵里头。
So the enemy has never got any chance to enter into his spirit nor into his mind.
主的秘诀在哪里呢
？So what's our Lord's secret?
他说我爱父。
He said, "I love the Father."
主爱我们的父。
Our Lord loved His Father.
他的表现乃是表现在遵行主父的一切的命令的上面。
And this love is manifested in obedience to everything God has commanded Him.
这就是主爱父的表现。
And this is the manifestation of our Lord's love to the Father.
所以保罗才告诉我们说，你们要存着一个敬畏的心。
That's why Paul says here, in the fear of God.
敬畏，上个礼拜弟兄也稍微提过了。
And last week our brother mentioned this briefly.
敬畏不是一个惧怕。
As fear is not fearing for the sake of fearing.
好像我们的神呢，随时准备要惩罚我。
As though we're so afraid that because our God will at any time punish us.
敬畏乃是一个爱中的一个尊敬跟畏惧。
It's a fear, respect in love.
我们一面知道主爱我们。
On the one hand, we do know that God, the Lord loves us.
我们一面我们。尊敬他，我们也怕得罪他。
On the other hand, we revere him because we are afraid to offend him.
就好像主在我身上，在某一件事上，他对我有一个要求。
For example, it's just like on a certain matter, it's a certain issue that the Lord has certain demand on me.
比如说，主要求我在对人的态度上要有恩慈。
For example, the Lord charges me that I should be kind in my manner in my attitude to others.
当也许在很多的环境里面，我心思里面开始急躁，以至于讲话对人不那么恩慈的时候。
Maybe in many circumstances that I become so agitated and anxious that I do not act nicely as I'm supposed to.
我心中会很难过。
that I, in my heart, I grieve.
不单单只是那一个被我好像得罪的人难过。
Not only is the one offended by me, that he or she would feel sorrowful.
我在主面前更是难过。
But for me, before the Lord, I am even more sorrowful.
因为没有把主这个仁慈表现得好。
Because I haven't represented well the kindness of our Lord.
这是一个存着一个敬畏主的心。
This is the example of the person who has a heart to fear God.
当然，敬畏主的心还有很多方面。
Of course, there are many other aspects in terms of this fearing God.
简单的说，我们不随便。
For example, that we should not do things so recklessly.
很多时候，我们知道神是爱。
A lot of times, as we know, God is love.
我们做错了什么事情，主都可以怜悯赦免我们。
So we believe that God would forgive any wrongful act I ever commit.
但是很多时候，我们就带着一个不敬畏的心。
And then in thinking of this many times, we just have this heart of not fearing him.
我们来到聚会当中，我们在神的家中，我们理当存着一个敬畏主的心。
So when we come to the meetings or in the house of God, we should have this heart of fearing him.
那主耶稣说呢，他求父叫我们用真理使我们成圣。
And the Lord Jesus says that he asked the Father to sanctify us with his truth.
主的话就是真理。
The word of the Lord is truth.
但是在很多的时候呢，主的话好像在我们身上产生不了能力。
But in many things, many places that the Lord's word doesn't seem to have that kind of effectiveness.
我想我们需要基本的认识这两个有什么不同。
So we have to know the fundamental difference between the truth and his word.
第一个，主的话呢，乃是客观的话。
First, the word of the Lord is objective word.
主的话是全本圣经神所说过的话。
His word includes every single word the Lord has ever spoken in the Bible.
主的话都是真实的。
Therefore, his word is always true.
那什么是真理呢？
Then what is the truth?
真理就是真实。
Truth means being real.
真理呢，也是一个实际。
Truth is also reality.
主的话，主在这里说呢，你的道就是真理。
Here, the Lord's word says, your word is the truth.
就着神来说呢，他所说过的话完全都是真实的。
As to God, every word God has ever spoken is true.
因为神不像世人呢是虚谎的。
Because God is not like the rest of the world, is not a liar, is not false.
所以神的话都是真实的。
Therefore, whatever he says is true.
但是主的话很多时候在我们身上不能够成为真实或者是实际。
But many times God's word in us does not appear to be true or to become a reality.
第一个，主呢在约翰福音讲到他要差遣真理的圣灵，叫我们能够明白他的话，进入一切的真理。
First, the Lord says he will send the Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, and he will lead us into all the truth.
所以换句话说，很多时候我们不能够接着主的话进入那个实际呢，是因为我们没有在圣灵的启示的光中。
To put it in another way, a lot of times,It's because we're not in the spirit of revelation, so God's word will not become a reality to us.
那第二个呢？
Second reason is,
主的话，他要是真理是实际的话，我们就能够借着他的话，我们成为圣洁，我们生命就能改变。
If God's word is real, is a reality, then through His word, we should be sanctified and become holy.
这样的话呢，我们这个人在主话语跟前的态度就很重要。
Then this says that our attitude before God toward His word is very, very crucial.
我个人觉得呢，我们对主的话是不是存着一个很严谨的态度很有关系。
And I believe this has all to do with our attitude, whether we have this serious attitude toward His word.
我们愿意相信主的话，我们用信心来接受。
We want to believe in His word and we want to receive it by faith.
我们存着一个敬畏的心，知道主的话不是没有能力的。
And with this heart of fear, that fearing Him, that we know that God's word is never without power.
以色列人出埃及的时候，神要进他，叫他们进入迦南地。但是十二个探子里头，只有两个人相信神的话。
As Israelites left Egypt and going into the land of Canaan, when they sent out the 12 spies, only two actually entered the land.
这两个人对着神是一个相当严谨，并且完全相信神的人。
These two had the complete faith in God, and they were serious in the presence of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要随便对待主的话。
So, brothers and sisters, never take God's word lightly.
很多时候我们信不来。
Many times we cannot believe in His word.
我们可以对主说，主啊，求你赐给我信心。
Then we could say to the Lord, Lord, grant me the faith.
主啊，求你帮助我的不信。
Lord, help my unbelief.
让我能够有一个敞开的心呢，除去我的不信的恶心。我愿意遵守你的话。
So that I will have this open heart, take away my evil heart of unbelief, that I can believe.
当我们有这样意愿心思的时候呢，主在圣灵里面会把他的话变成一个实际在我们的生命里面。
When we have this heart and desire, then God in His Holy Spirit will turn His word into reality.
我们就有可走的路。
Then we will find the plausible way on which we could walk.
这是实在的情形。
And this is a true statement.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候，特别我们刚开始要来跟随主的时候。
So brothers and sisters, as we first want to follow the Lord.
我们可能带一堆的需要来到主面前。
Maybe we come before Him with all our needs.
好，我们为这个祷告一下。
And we pray a little bit for this need.
我们为这个祷告一下。
And for another need for a while.
我们也为这个祷告。
And for others.
但是好像主都不听我的祷告。
But it seems that the Lord never listened to our prayers.
弟兄姊妹，我们要专注。
Brother and sister, you have to be devoted.
我们心的深处，不管主听不听我的祷告，我相信主。
In the depth of your heart, simply believe.Regardless of God answers my prayer or not, I just believe in His word.
慢慢的你就知道主按着他善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意来带领我们。
And gradually you will know that God does lead us according to His good, pleasant, perfect will.
属灵的功课没有很 cheap 的东西。
Spiritual lessons.Can never be obtained cheaply.
今天我们都很想要很 easily, 就好像去麦当劳一样，很快得着属灵的功课。
We just want everything to be quick, just as you go to McDonald's, and it's not so with spiritual lessons.
弟兄姊妹，我们信心是要受熬炼。
Brothers and sisters, our faith has to be trialed.
这是主带领我们的方法。
And this is the way the Lord leads us.
最后我们看到主在提摩太后书那里对我们所说的。
Now lastly, we will consider what the Lord says in 2 Timothy.
在今天整个教会的情形就好像一个大户人家。
Today, the condition of the church is just like this great household.
照理说教会在地上理当是一个小群。
Supposedly the church on earth should be a small group.
因为主耶稣对着跟随他的门徒说呢。
Because the Lord Jesus said to his disciples to follow him.
你们小群不要害怕。
You, a small group, do not be afraid.
神乐意把他的国赐给你们。
It pleases God to give you his kingdom.
在这小群的里头理当有主国度的全能。
In this small group, it should exhibit God's power and dominion.
并且主在其中能够完全的掌权。
And in it, the Lord can completely reign in this group.
他们理当都是贵重的器皿。
So they're supposed to be all vessels for honor.
但是今天是一个大户人家。
But today, the small group has become a great house.
充满了各种不同的器皿。
In a house, there are all kinds of vessels.
这就应验了主耶稣在马太福音第十三章那里所讲的。
And this is what our Lord said in Matthew 13.
在马太福音第十三章那里，主耶稣讲到教会天国呢，好像一粒芥菜种。
There, the Lord Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is just like a mustard seed.
芥菜种是非常微小的。
It is a very tiny thing.
它是百种里面最小的种子。
Among all the seeds, this is the smallest.
它长起来也不过像芥菜一样而已。
As it grows, it's just like a mustard plant, not very tall.
但是如今变成一棵大树。
But today it has so grown to a great tree.
并且呢，还有天上的飞鸟聚集在它上面。
Even the birds of the air come to dwell on the tree.
飞鸟总是代表仇敌。
And the bird always represents the enemy.
今天飞鸟也能够聚在这个大树上。
So today, even the bird can dwell upon this tree.
这里都表明到末世的教会一个真正属灵的光景。
It always just simply tell us the true conditions of all the churches in the end time.
但是主在这里仍然在呼召一般人。
But still the Lord here continues to call certain people.
你们要脱离卑贱的事情。
You should cleanse yourselves from all these lowly things.
就能够成为金器跟银器。
Then you will become the vessels of gold and silver.
金器银器乃是神的性情工作在我们每一个人的身上。
Vessels of gold and silver simply mean that God's character has now been formed in us.
木器和瓦器乃是指着我们天然人的光景、肉体的情欲。
Now, wood, vessels of wood and clay means our natural conditions and speaks of our fleshly lusts.
所以主借着保罗在这里告诉提摩太要脱离这些出于肉体情欲的事。
And Paul, the Lord through Paul tells us that we should cleanse us from all these things, fleshly matters.
你就自然能够做贵重的器皿。
And then you will become a vessel for honor.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个名牌你要追求的。
So brothers and sisters, there is a brand name matter here that you should actually pursue after.
神家中的。金器跟银器。
That is to become a vessel of gold or a vessel of silver in the household of God.
这是真正我们值得花一生的心思去追求的。
This is the thing that actually warrants all our lifetime pursuit to get it.
世界上的名牌都会过去的。
Every worldly brand name stuff will soon pass away.
这里主所要的名牌。
Here it is what God is after in the spiritual brain.
这里就告诉我们呢，所以保罗最后在这里提醒提摩太，你要脱离这些少年人的私欲。
And lastly, Paul reminds Timothy that flee from all these lusts, youthful lusts.
然后同那倾心祷告主的人。
And also with all those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
因为在教会已经不是那么单纯了。
Because the church is never that pure or simple anymore.
理当所有弟兄姊妹都可以一起祷告主的。
Well, supposedly all the brothers and sisters can call on the name of the Lord.
这里就告诉我们，你 仍然要继续的往前去。
But the Lord says, continue to forge ahead.
追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace.
简单的说，公义就是在神面前看为对的事。
Righteousness, simply put, righteousness is the thing seen right before God.
公义在我个人的领会呢，更明白的说呢，就是像大卫一样，完全追求神心意的人。
In my own understanding, that righteousness simply is being like David, who goes after the heart of God.
因为我们如果每一件事都带到主面前来寻求他的心意，自然就是一个公义。
Because if we can bring every matter before God to see His heart, then this is righteousness.
信德就是信心。
And next is faith.
我常常提醒我自己，很多事情我们在地上行事为人，不再凭着信心。
I often remind myself that as I conduct myself in the world, I should do things not by sight but by faith.
我们很多事都要算计得好好的。
We try to take into consideration of all possible angles of the matters in question.
我们才能做。
And then we say we'll do it.
我们遇到什么困难，我们总是先求人的帮助过于求神的帮助。
When we encounter problems, we always ask more of man's help than God's help.
这里提醒我们，我们要追求信心。
And here the verse reminds us that pursue faith.
让我们学习撇弃肉体发出来的那一种要拯救自己的的那一种情形呢，学着在信心中仰望主。
That will cast away this flesh that's trying to resolve everything by our own means, but simply come before God to trust in Him.
仁爱就是爱。
Next, love.
这个爱乃是一个神圣属神的爱。
This love is the divine holy love.
但愿弟兄姊妹，我们学习越过越能够有基督那一个神圣的爱。
Brothers and sisters, may it be that as we live our days more and more, we will have the divine love of Jesus Christ.
这个爱跟天然人的爱是极大的不同。
This love is starkly different from our natural love.
我们需要去追求。
We need to pursue after it.
我们如果想要明白这个爱是什么，我们读哥林多前书第十三章就知道这个真正的爱所表明的。
If we truly want to know what the divine love is, read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们在爱的里面也应当学习追求越过越成熟。
And in love, we should learn, try to pursue after maturity as the days go on.
和平乃是讲到一个平安。
Next is peace.
平安它原来的意思乃是和谐跟
It means harmony.
和谐还有安息。
And rest.
我们是不是常常经过许多的事情，我们一点没有安息？
Many times, isn't it that we go through so many things and there is no peace, no rest within us?
我们没有安息，表明我们没有信靠神。
When we do not have this rest, it simply tells us that we do not trust in Him.
人之所以没有安息，是罪所带来的结果。
The reason that we do not have rest is because sin.Brings this in. That's the result of our sin.
现在罪已经除去了。
However, the sin is now abolished.
我们在主里面应当有安息。
Therefore, in the Lord, we should have this rest.
我们跟人应当有安息。
And between us and man, there should be rest.
我们跟人的对话、跟人的来往，应当是和谐。
And our dialogue and our interaction with other people should be peaceful.
这是我们应当追求的。
And this is the issue that we need to pursue after.
我想这些基本上都表明基督的性情。
Now all these simply point to the very characters of Jesus Christ.
保罗把这些一点一点的告诉我们去追求的时候。
Now, one by one, when Paul admonishes them to pursue after these,
实在我们就被磨成神儿子的样子。
In doing so, we are being conformed to the Son of God.
我们就能成为贵重的器皿。
In doing them, that we will become vessels for honor.
我们就能够合乎圣啊，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Then we will be sanctified and useful for the Master.
我想我们只能够停在这里。
We have to stop here now.
我们请低头，再有一点祷告。
Please bow your head and we will have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks to you for your grace.
愿你把这些话更多的说在我们的心中。
May you speak more of these words into our hearts.
人的话是何等的有限。
Because man's word is so limited.
然而你的话是何等的宝贵。
But your word is so precious.
你是这一位信实的主。
You are the faithful God.
当我们转向你的时候，
As we turn to you,
你乐意把这些你所要的基督的生命更多实际成全在我们的身上。
It's your good pleasure to continue to perfect the life of Christ in us.
但愿我们能够活在主的面光当中，接受主你自己的光照。
If only we could all live in the light of Christ to be shined upon by you.
我们在主你话语的光中，我们来跟随你。
In the light of your word, Lord, we want to follow you.
谢谢主，在过往的这一年当中，你用你的恩典带领我们。
Lord, we simply thank you for the past year. You have been leading us by your grace.
在我们所经过的路径，都滴满你的自由。
And it drips your good things along the pathway.
当我们在这里仰望往后的年日。
As we look forward to the days to come,
主，你若单言，
Lord, should you tarry,
我们在地上仍然要继续与主往前去。
We will continue to move forward with you.
但愿你仍然用你的话、你的信实来扶持我们。
Continue to uphold us with your word and your faithfulness.
我们在这里彼此劝勉。
As we exhort one another here.
让我们信心软弱的能够再一次得到坚固。
So that those of us who are weak in faith could once again be strengthened.
让我们下垂的手、发酸的腿再一次能够被挺立起来。
So that our feeble knees and our hands that hang down will once again be strengthened.
为着你荣耀的国度和你的降临。
Your glorious kingdom and appearing.
我们靠着主的恩典，继续与主往前去。
By the Lord's grace, we shall forge ahead with you.
愿你更多在教会中建造我们。
May you continue to build us up in your church.
愿你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
愿吸引万人来归向你。
To attract all people to come to you.
我们把一切敬拜国度、权柄、荣耀都归给主。
Worship, kingdom, glory, power be all unto you.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We ask with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.